Now joined by the winner of the Pennsylvania The Great American Getaway 400 here at Pocono Raceway. That's Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Wabash Ford Mustang Dark Horse for Team Penske. We're going to open the floor right up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to start with Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Given what this place kind of right ahead of you. What this place kind of meant for you at the start of your career, winning here with the Wood Brothers and coming back all these years later. I know you were joking that it's a different victory lane, but feelings are probably the same. What kind of feelings did this win evoke for you compared to your first one?
I really think it's just special. I feel like every win is very special. You have to cherish them. You never know when the next one's going to come. It's hard to believe it's been 7 years since I won the first time here. Time definitely flies. Like I said, different victory lane. But I think this victory lane is pretty neat. All the fans being there and giving them an experience too. I don't know. I feel like you approach it a little bit differently 7 years later. And it was cool that I got my 12th win in the 12 car here where I got my first win. Like, that's just kind of a neat little tidbit. So just a really cool day. Gianna's family was here, so that was like even cooler for them to be here and support me. And I feel like we've let kind of a couple slip away in the last couple months. So it was nice to close one out and have a really good strategy all day. Jonathan did an awesome job of just sticking to our plan. And we had a car that could do it and could hold everybody off. So just as special. Maybe, I don't know. All of them are special, but that first one, it's hard to beat the first one.
Jonathan has said that you guys' goal as a team is to kind of be the team of the summer. And, you know, that's where you guys heat up. That's kind of evident given the past results, and the speed that you show here today might be indicative of what we might see at Indy and Michigan and points forward. Do you guys feel like you guys are hitting your stride at the right time here in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the last 2 months we've been spectacular. I feel like the speed in our cars have been great. A couple finishes might not reflect that, but it's really none of our doing. Some of them, I mean, you know, Gateway, we had a great shot to win. It just didn't really work out. New Hampshire, I thought we had a great run going and got spun out. And I am really feeling good about the speed in our cars right now across the board at Team Penske. I feel like we've found a lot of stuff. I talked, you know, the last month of short tracks. You know, I think our short track program is fantastic, and we need to work on the mile and a half plus racetracks. And we come today to a big 2.5 miler and win it, you know. So, gosh, we've done our homework since Charlotte and figure out how to be competitive and compete with the Hendrick boys and the Gibbs guys and 2311, and we're right there. So I feel like the summer last year we struggled a little bit, just trying to find some things that would work for us come playoff time. And I had to sit around all summer and hear people say that we suck. And we didn't want that this year, you know. I mean, at the same time, we've been trying to find some things that are working for us, and they just have. You know, sometimes you try things that you want to focus on that you feel like is going to make your team and your organization better, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And just what we've been doing this year has been working. So I'm super proud of the effort. All the boys and girls at Team Penske for putting the effort in. They are great at what they do, and I couldn't find myself at another place because they just work really hard and they just put their heads down and figure out how to be better. And it's cool to drive for a company like that.
Okay, we're going to go to Bob, then the Jim, then the Mason, then the Zach.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. You said that you're kind of in a better spot at this time this year than you were last year. So is that kind of a statement to the rest of the field?
I don't know. They take it how they want it. But I just try to focus on our deal. I try not to get too focused on everyone else's stuff. You know, I just try to focus on number one, and that's our 12 group and Team Penske. How can we make our whole organization strong for, you know, a month and a half, 2 months away when the playoffs start? And I think it's a big testament to them of figuring out where we need to be better and figuring out, you know, the areas we needed to improve on from the start of the year with this car, with the new Ford nose. I think we were kind of all struggling a little bit, and we just accept the challenge of, hey, we need to find some things and work hard at figuring it out. So I think it's a huge testament. Hopefully we can keep it up. I mean, I've always looked at it, no matter if you win during the week or you run 30th, you always have work to do. It doesn't matter because everyone else is always getting better, and you just hope to keep getting better. So, and that's what this group does. They just, good or bad, they always try and find ways to improve, and that's a pretty cool feeling.
And I don't know if you knew, but Will Power won at Iowa today.
I learned that in Victory Lane. Yeah, that's cool. So Penske sweep. Scotty went in yesterday, and Will went in today, and us went in today. That's cool. So the big one's next week. How do we kiss the bricks with the captain? That's like a dream come true for me. And hopefully we can take some stuff from what we learned today and apply it next week.
Well, I was going to say, would it have been hard to go to Indy, the home of the captain, a week after your Indy car guys swept Iowa, but you didn't win here?
It wouldn't have been hard. I mean, but you definitely always want to make cool weekends, you know, and we've had the pleasure of sweeping last year at Indy 500 and the 600 with Joseph, and Joseph winning again this year at the 500, given RP. I think it was his 20th 500. And now we have a unique opportunity to go and sweep Indianapolis, you know, for him in IndyCar and NASCAR, and that's a special deal. So we're going to enjoy this and appreciate it and celebrate it. But that is the one we have circled. We don't even talk about it in our camp. You know that that is a huge one for RP, and it is full speed ahead for Indy.
Good. Jim, Mason, Zach, then Claire.
To Bob's question, before the next gen car and the Indy road course, it used to be said that there were a lot of similarities between running well at Pocono and running well at Indy. Do you have any idea as to whether that might be the case, or is it kind of a big unknown since this car hasn't been on that track?
I think there are some unknowns. We learned a lot from the like wheel force and Goodyear test there. And I feel like the biggest corner you can kind of take away from this track that applies to Indy is turn three, pretty flat, pretty fairly smooth corner, and Indy has a lot of similarities. So I think we'll take the things we learned, you know, what we worked on in practice through the race that helped us in turn three, and I think you can apply it. So big track, momentum track, how to get off the corner. I'm sure we'll be shifting in Indy like we were here. So I do think there are things that can carry over.
And in the past, you had said you wanted to be a guy who won races on a regular basis. I just wondered, Marty, I think asked you when you got out of the car about if it was the best you felt the 12 team had ever been. Do you feel like you're that kind of driver now?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm – you always try to improve, like, your mindset, your skill set, week to week, year to year. I feel like when you're young – and you're getting into it, all you care about is pushing the gas pedal down, and you kind of lose focus on maybe the end goal and the task at hand. And I feel like as you get older, it's easier to become smarter about things of just looking at the bigger picture and how you approach weekends. Maybe you don't put up the fastest lap out there, but you race really well over 400, 500 miles. And I've tried to just, like, keep the same speed that I've had for a while, but also try to mold your mind into that's not everything that matters anymore. Anyone can be fast, but can you put a whole race together and can you look at the end goal of where you want to be at, you know, 100 miles to the end of the race? And I've really worked hard on trying to do that and try to become that guy. And I've had a lot of help along the way, which has been really, you know, great for me. And Jonathan's been amazing to work with the last, you know, 2.5 years, and I have a really good group behind me. So it's a product of a great team working together. I want them to be recognized because they do such a great job, and it takes a village to make a race team successful. It's not just the guy behind the wheel. It's everybody involved with it, even the folks that don't travel. So I've had a lot of help with that, and I've been trying to get better at that too.
Mason.
Record. Ryan, obviously you're not new to the Cup Series, but with the last stage and those two sizable incidents that happened, what was the key to kind of making sure you focused, didn't let the cautions and the restarts bother you, that way you're able to focus and bring home this win?
I think the restarts were kind of the biggest concern for me at the end. I knew our car was probably good enough to where I could hold guys off if I just came away with the lead and off of one. But you get restart, you know, we had a handful, I don't know how many there were, 4 or 5, and I had to kind of deal with a couple different guys on the front row with me from the 11 to the 48, and then they kind of swapped who was pushing me and behind me, and just trying to kind of keep them organized, trying to get through one good, and try to just kind of weather the storm. Like, our car kind of came to life after three or four laps, and I kind of had to weather the storm of the 48 for a little bit, and just keep them behind me, and then I knew we could kind of start pulling away, to where I could get a good gap and then just kind of save my stuff to where if, you know, if someone made a late charge, I had something in the tank. So the restarts were always crazy. You know, when you get three or four restarts in a row, you're like, all right, I've won four of them in a row. The odds are starting to stack against you of maybe something was going to happen where I don't win the last one, the one that matters. And luckily we were able to get through one clean and, you know, be able to set our sights just in clean track. And then it ran, you know, green flag towards the end of the last 20 or so laps, whatever it was. And so, yeah, restarts are always a challenge, especially here. Like, there's such a long front stretch. You don't know if someone's going to shove it three wide, if you're going to get a good push or not, if you're going to be in position to enter one like you want, or if you're going to kind of be a nose behind somebody to where they can use up racetrack to where you're kind of behind the eight ball. So we timed pushes really well, and we got through one really good to where I could get clear and then just kind of focus on our own deal.
We'll go to Zach, then the Claire, and the gentleman in the hat over there.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Ryan, looking at your past week, the Today Show, the ESPYs, now a win here this weekend at the track, at a track that means a lot to you. How do you look at the kind of the journey of your career since getting that first win here 7 years ago and where you are today?
Oh, I mean, it's I've just been fortunate to be on a cool journey. I always try to take things and appreciate them because, like I said, with the first question with wins of how special, you never know when it's going to happen again. You know, so I feel like you have to appreciate them and appreciate the opportunities that you're given. And yeah, I've been fortunate to do some neat things this past year, especially after winning the championship, and been trying to, you know, you try to boost the sport the best you can, get people, you know, to watch it. How do you get eyes on your sport? I feel like that's the hardest thing to do. How do you take somebody who doesn't know anything about your sport and get them interested in it? And that is a problem around all sports. Like, how do you make people give a shit about what you do? And I feel like going, meeting people, talking to them about the sport, trying to get them out. Like, the biggest thing for me, like, you just got to get them to a race. You got to get them here because it's a whole new experience. It's like watching golf on TV. I love watching golf. I know golf. But watching on TV and in person is completely different. And that's with any sport, really. You kind of see the speed and the athleticism of people. It really gives you a different perspective and appreciation for it. And I've tried to take those opportunities and try to explain to people that this is a unique sport. It's unlike any other sport. Motorsports is completely different. And just like every sport has its own little gimmicks that make it special and own abilities that make it, you know, hard to do. And so, yeah, been fortunate to have some cool opportunities and try to draw eyes. And you try to appreciate the people that are new to the sport. And you also try to, you know, show thanks to the people that have been around the sport for a long time. That's why I stood in Victory Lane for 30 minutes signing autographs to appreciate the people who came out and camped all weekend and hung out and brought their families out. I mean, we can't do it without them folks. And this weekend was awesome with the sold out campgrounds, sold out grandstands. That's the way this sport should be. And I think it's on a great path right now. And hopefully we can keep it going. Yeah.
Claire B. Lang, I feel like I've been covering you for a long time. And we were talking about, you were 23 years old when you won here the first time, and now you're 30 years old and a champion. Have you changed a lot? Do you feel like you're more confident, you're more mature, and you look back at 23 versus now, look how far you've come?
I think I've matured a little bit. Not so much, but...
Good.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you just get older, and you just become a different person. Like, as you get experience on Earth, like, you just understand things a little bit more as opposed to when you're a young 20-year-old. And, you know, and this sport is wild, you know, when you get thrown into it. And I was lucky I grew up around it and kind of saw my dad do it and kind of saw how the process was. But until you're thrown into it, you don't know how it's going to be and how you handle things. And I've just tried to take everything in stride and appreciate things along the way. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is appreciate what you're doing. Because it's a cool thing to do, but at the end of the day, it's a job, and it's a hard job. And when things are going great, you know, rainbows and sunshine. But when things are going bad, it's how do you get over those bad times? And there's a lot of them. I mean, yeah. Guys got the eyes and teams, and they go through a lot of bad times. And it's how do you get over those and just focus on what you can do better as a human being and as a competitor. I feel like I do that a little bit better as I've gotten older, is how do you go through the bad times and just look forward, you know, to the horizon. And so I feel like that's the only thing that's changed. I'm still a silly, quiet kid, but like that side hasn't changed. But I feel like the professional side has changed a little bit just in my mindset of how I approach weekends and how I approach working with my group. I feel like that's kind of the biggest thing that changed. I still drink a lot of beer, as I did at 23, probably more. But those are always fun, though.
We'll give you that.
Yeah.
Hey, can you also talk about the restart that was so chaotic and, you know, some didn't do well on it, but it's so crazy and you stayed out of trouble. These restarts are nuts.
Yeah, you know, this place is always just wild as far as strategy goes. You know, you're going to find yourself towards the back at some point of the race, especially with wacky cautions that fall that kind of crumble your plans. And it's how do you, you know, kind of change your plans. You know, Jonathan and I had a plan before the race. You know, we had a handful of plans before the race happened. And then we kind of just set our sights on the plan that we thought was going to set us up best to win the race. And we kind of found out early that I thought our car was good enough to win the race. It was just a matter of kind of getting there and getting to be able to restart on the front row or front two rows. And, you know, so we threw away stage points all day just to kind of set us up for the end of the race. And you hate giving away stage points, but when it all works out for you, that's fantastic. You know, when it all goes to plan, 90% of the plans you make go to hell. And it's nice that 10% of the time where it like goes to your plan, you're like, oh, this worked out perfectly for us. And he did a great job. Jonathan did an awesome job of just like sticking to what we were not destined to do, but like what our end goal was. And yeah, fortunately we had the car and the track position to make it work.
Jordan Jenkins, Essentially Sports. Since St. Louis, all three Team Penske drivers have a win. Cindric at St. Louis, Logano in Nashville, and you at Iowa, and now today. What's it like with Team Penske, knowing that all three drivers have a win in just a span of a month going into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's definitely a hot streak we're on, for sure. And it's nice to get everybody locked in, that's for sure. And, you know, with Austin's win at Gateway, you know, him being, you know, good ways below the cutoff line, that was a huge day for those two boys. And with Joey kind of flirting with the cut line, you know, doing what he did at Nashville was huge for that team. And just, it just takes a lot of pressure off the whole organization's shoulders when you get all three cars locked in. Hopefully we can get the 21 car in at some point here before the playoffs and have, you know, everybody in. So yeah, it's just neat. Like I said, it's a lot of comfort knowing that you're in, you all have an end goal and focus for the final 10 weeks while also, you know, trying to stack up wins as you can, you know, in these final five races. And it was cool to do it today. But yeah, just that's a testament to everybody at our race shop and the work that they do to make competitive cars when we unload and working on issues we feel like we can get better at. And so yeah, that's all those folks back there in Mooresville.
Go to Eddie and Adam and Tim.
Ryan, Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Awesome job today. So you got two wins now, but so many of those drivers who are trying to take that title from you have three. Bell, Larson, Hamlin, Byron. Heading to Indianapolis, you mentioned it's a big track for Roger Penske. What do you think are your chances to get that third there, and is there anything from today, a similar track in some ways, that you can take with you to Indianapolis?
Yeah, hopefully we can take some speed that we learned, you know, this weekend and apply it to Indy. I mean, it's a race to where no one really knows what to expect. We haven't been there in this car, so I think qualifying is going to be really important. Strategy is going to be wild, just like it was today, and you just hope you hit it right. So, yeah, I think there are some things you can take away from this place that applies to Indy, and hopefully the things we learned over the weekend. I thought all our cars were pretty good today. I mean, I think Joey ran fifth. So all of our cars had pretty good speed today, and you try to keep you know, figuring out, okay, what did we do good this weekend that we found since Charlotte, kind of our last mile and a half racetrack, and how do we continue to get better? Like, what did we do well? What worked? And then you try to tweak on that. So it's nice when things work out, when you kind of go to the racetrack and, you know, you're like, I hope this is better, you know, because you're so little practice now. You're like, it's not a lot you can change. So it's nice that we've kind of hit it right here today all through the weekend and got better through the race. And hopefully we can do it again next week. That'd be a cool one. That's a place I've wanted to win. I gave a race away there in 15 on the Xfinity side, so it'd be nice to get a little redemption.
Adam Chopper, Motorsports Today. First off, congrats on the win, Ryan.
Thanks.
It seems like the overarching theme of this is appreciating each win and that every single one's special because you never know when will be your last. But with Pocono being your first, obviously the significance of that, have you spent the last 10 or so Pocono races since then thinking, oh my God, I want to get back to victory lane at Pocono?
I try not to think of it that way. I just try to approach each weekend of like, let's do the best job that we can. And let's like perform to the best of our ability, to my ability, to everybody on pit road's ability, and whatever happens, happens. And I really wouldn't. I don't know. Last year, I thought we had a good shot to win. I blew up leading, but other than that, like last year and this year, I never really felt like, man, I got a great shot to win the day. You know, I always thought we were like a top 3 to 5 car at best, but never thought we had like a race winning car. So. I try not to get too hung up and like, man, I won my first race here. I really want to win here again. You always want to win at every racetrack again or for the first time. So you just try to do the best that you can each given weekend, no matter if you, have won here before or not. And I try to approach each weekend the same.
And in the spirit of that, you're already a champion, but you just mentioned Indy. What's next on the bucket list in terms of goals for you?
Indy.
Okay, then.
That's the next one.
Congrats again on the win.
Thank you.
We'll go to Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Ryan.
Thanks.
When you look at it, it's been 13 years since Team Penske has won a race here back with Brad Keselowski in 2011. I know you said it's very hard to top that first career win here, but does that mean anything extra for the organization moving forward, considering it's been a very long time?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's nice when you can win at tracks that you haven't won at in a while as a company and as a group because, there are there are some tracks to where teams perform better than others. It's just kind of a given thing. Ever since we went to Gateway, I feel like our team has been the best at Gateway, where others have struggled. And that applies to places where like we've just not been good as a group, and it's just the philosophy of what we do as a team. Maybe it doesn't work for that track. And this place has kind of been one of those. Like, man, what do we got to do to figure this place out? As a whole group and as a mindset of how we approach the weekend and how we set our cars up. So you're always working at that, and it's nice and it's fulfilling when you can do that, and it shows that all your hard work meant something, So that part is good. It's something they should be proud of at Team Penske, that all their hard work has meant something, and they did a good job. They had a task. We have to get better here, and they achieved that task. And that is like the most fulfilling thing ever. So they should be proud of that.
Keep you here in the middle.
Nathan Solomon, Speed Sport. Ryan, the first couple months of the season for Team Penske and maybe Ford as a whole kind of fly under the radar a little bit now. You look at the last couple months, Team Penske's now won 4 of the last 7 races. So what do you feel like has changed the last couple of months? Do you feel like it's just something as simple as the wins are kind of starting to fall your guys' way? Or do you feel like you guys have really found something in particular over the last couple months?
I feel like it's that we found something. I really don't think any wins have fallen our way. It's all about that we've gotten better and we've been contending for wins. You have to put yourself in position to win the race. Whether you're a first place car, a dominant car, or you're a third place car, you're in contention to win. If you're a third place car, you just have to execute really well, to win the race. And I feel like the first couple months of the year, minus the speedways, we just didn't have the speed. It was just a dogfight to run fifth, and that's like executing everything perfectly to run fifth. And now I feel like our speed has gotten here in the last couple months of, okay, we execute everything perfectly and our speed is race winning speed. And that makes everything, not easier, but wins will come your way more often if you can bring cars like that to the racetrack. So, that part's good. I just go back to, it's a huge testament of everybody working and figuring it out. And I didn't really panic the first couple months of the year when we were struggling a little bit and kind of Ford as a whole, because, I try to it's a process, and I talk about the ups and downs and how you handle them. And I've always related this sport to a big circle of sometimes team, teams find things and they're on top for a while, and then other teams find something that you don't and you kind of slip a little bit, and it's just a matter of peaking at a good time. And we've just been able to do that the last 2 months of getting all of us in victory lane, and you just hope to continue that. You hope, and this team does a really good job of like not getting complacent. Like, good or bad, they're always working toward the future and the end goal, and that is Phoenix. And I feel like this is just like fuel in the fire for us. Man, we're running really good right now. Let's keep going. You know, let's keep the hammer down and let's you know, continue to run really well in these races and just be in contention to win. So, yeah.
Go next to Kylie.
Congrats, Ryan. Kaylee with Essentially Sports. You led for the last 44 laps. And I talked to Jonathan. He said that even at lap 11, he got a little bit nervous because, you know, the speed went down just a bit. For you, when do you start to really know, hey, I think I'm going to be the guy that's crossing that checker flag first?
I figured in that first stage, we had a race-winning, contending car. You know, I passed a couple guys there in the top seven. I was like, man, our car can do some good things. We still have to get better. There's some things my car doesn't do very good. But you know when your pace is good enough. You know if you have good speed in your car, and you just have to kind of find out some things and then, you know, figure out a way to kind of restart on the front row or so. And really, when that happened in the first stage, that, like, set up our whole game plan for the rest of the race. Like, all right, we're going to throw away stage points. We are going to try to cycle to the front. And you just hope it works out in your favor. So I kind of knew that early, and that kind of set us up for the end of the day. I feel like if we were, like, a fifth place at best car, you'd probably go for stage points and, you know, then go try to run 10th, and you have a good points day. But I knew early that our car was competitive enough to try to contend for the win, and then we kind of migrated to that game plan. And props to Jonathan for having that game plan and it working out. All the pit crew guys did a good job of executing when they needed to keep us in, you know, that front battle. And so, yeah, it's a constant change of plans, and you never know when a caution is going to come out. It can ruin or make your race. And you just try to do the best you can with controlling the things that you can control. And we did. We controlled the hell out of things that we could control, and it worked out, you know, the very best for us.
Back here in the middle.
Seth Wilcock, In Between Media. Congrats on the win, Ryan. Thanks. You're now just one of five drivers with multiple wins here in 2024. What does that mean for you as we head towards the first round of the playoffs here in a couple weeks, especially some pretty unpredictable tracks like Atlanta on there in Bristol?
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's nice when you win your first one, you get locked in, and then it's all about, like, all right, how do we win more, and how do you pad your playoff points? Because, yeah, like you said, the first round is wacky. You have the Glen, you have Atlanta, Bristol. The first round is like a big curveball for everybody, and so the best you can do is just try to pad your stats, you know, and give you a little bit of wiggle room if you have things that go wrong. Atlanta, you can get tore up lap two and be done. You know, so if you have a little bit in the bank, it helps you out just a little bit more. So that's kind of the biggest goal right now is how do you continue to win more races? How do you continue to kind of charge up through there in points, you know, with us trying to get the top 10, get playoff points? So how do we get to the top five or so to even get more? So that's a huge thing in our mind right now. But wins has, like, always been the top priority for our group. Our team has always kind of just been aggressive with how we call races and how we run. And we've kind of lived and died by that. Sometimes it works for you. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I feel like if you change up how you approach races and weekends, like, all the time with being aggressive, conservative, you can kind of spin yourself out. It's almost like playing roulette and you're back and forth between red and black, and red and black is like, just stick to your color and maybe it'll come around for you. So this group has done a good job of always sticking to what they believe in. And, it's always nice, you know, when it does work out for you. Like I said, sometimes it doesn't. And you just have to shrug your shoulders and be like, well, that didn't work out for us today. But you move on and you just kind of understand that that's the way of the world.
Okay, white flag is out. We're going to wrap up with Davey.
Is this the first time that Gianna's family's been here for a win for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her dad was here. A couple of her nephews and
aunts and uncles. So there was about eight of them here today. So that was neat to share that with them. It's always cool to have family, you know, at your races. Gianna wasn't with me in Iowa, but I have a, I had a lot of other family there at Iowa. So yeah, I've been really fortunate this year, like having a lot of family with me when I've been able to win. So that just makes it special, right? It was their, a couple of them, it was their first time to a race in general, and it was their first time to Victory Lane. Like, that's the coolest experience ever. Brownie points all day. Like, I mean, it's, that's just easy, easy brownie points. So, yeah, that's cool to share it with them. That's for sure. And future family, you know, it's neat to share those experiences and have those memories, you know, for many years.
Well, Ryan, congratulations on the victory. Good luck next week at the break.
Thank you, everybody.
And while I have everybody's attention, inspection in the NASCAR Cup Series is complete. You're good. You're good to go. Wait.
That would have really sucked if I did all that and there's like,
I was going to leave you hanging there for a second. No issues. We are going to bring three cars back to the R&D Center, the 48, the 20, and the 22. So the 48, the 20, and the 22 will come back to the R&D for further inspection.